katam vidyam aham yogims, tvam sada parichintayam. I don't do it very clearly, but I'm saying, katam vidyam aham yogims, tvam sada parichintayam. Tvang, yes, tvang, what is the last hand? Tvang, yes, kesho kesho cha bhavishu, chintyosi bhagavan maya. Who says bhagavan? Okay, so it's a tricky one. Chintyosi bhagavan maya. Okay, please chant. Viham yogims, tvam sada parichintayan, kesho kesho cha bhaveshu, chintyosi bhagavan maya. Katam vidyang aham yogins, tvang sada parichintayan, kesho kesho cha bhaveshu, chintyosi bhagavan maya. Katam vidyang aham yogins, tvang sada parichintayan, kesho kesho cha bhaveshu, chintyosi bhagavan maya. Katam, how, vidyam aham, shall I know? Yogin, O supreme mystic, tvam, you, sada, always, parichintayan, thinking of, kesho, in which, cha, also, bhaveshu, natures, chintayaha, asi, you are to be remembered. Bhagavan, O Supreme, Maya, by me. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered? O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please repeat. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered? O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is stated in the previous chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is covered by his yoga maya. Who remembers that verse in Sanskrit? Okay, we will come to that. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see him. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see him. Now Arjuna is convinced that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Godhead, but he wants to know the general process by which the all-pervading Lord can be understood by the common man. Common men, including the demons and atheists, cannot know Krishna because he is guided by his yoga maya energy. Again, these questions are asked by Arjuna for their benefit. The superior devotee is concerned not only for his own understanding, but for the understanding of all mankind. So Arjuna, out of his mercy, because he is a Vaishnava, a devotee, is opening for the common man the understanding of the all-pervasiveness of the Supreme Lord. He addresses Krishna specifically as yogin because Sri Krishna is the master of the yoga maya energy by which he is covered and uncovered to the common man. The common man who has no love for Krishna cannot always think of Krishna. Therefore, he has to think materially. Arjuna is considering the mode of thinking of the materialistic persons of this world. The words kesho kesho chambhavesho refer to material nature. The word bhava means physical things. Because materialists cannot understand Krishna spiritually, they are advised to concentrate the mind on physical things and try to see how Krishna is manifested by physical representations. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutane Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangom Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you, and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? This question by Arjuna for our benefit, because Krishna now, he had said already, right? O Krishna, I totally accept the truth as true, all you have said. So I accept you. I am now convinced. So the Bhagavad Gita could have been finished here. But we continue. Krishna continues for the sake of the conditioned souls, because he knew they are not going to be accepting so quickly as Arjuna. After all, Arjuna was a pure devotee. So he had just to be remembered, right? Krishna had just to pierce the bubble of Yoga Maya, which had overcome him. For the sake of Lila, for the sake of here, this picture, the battle of Kurukshetra, and then the benefit of all humanity. So like in the Bhagavatam, it said, Krishna Svadvamo Pagate, that in Kali Yuga, Krishna, he went back to his own abode, Svadhama. And then what is left is the instructions. The Bhagavatam is here, to give light in this dense dark age, and also Bhagavad Gita, of course, the dialogue, the words, the very words Krishna spoke. So it said here, if you don't have love, we cannot think of Krishna. If you don't have love for somebody, so it will be artificial. It won't be possible to constantly, yes, think of Krishna. And then we will also do another thing instead. What was that? That would be a good suggestion here. But what do we do by default if we don't think of Krishna? Yes, thank you very much. So we are conditioned to doing this. Like somebody asks you for a little thing, for instance. Immediately you think, you're trying to exploit me. So this is material thinking, correct? Otherwise people would think, hey, Krishna wants me to do this. Or at least the consideration would come, oh, Krishna seems to be willing. And then I get to know it in this way. But usually we have this, isn't it? Our defense mechanisms, all of them, you know? Some rockets, some mortars, everything comes, isn't it? So that's material thinking is one example, right? Isn't it? Somebody tries to pull us out of our comfort zone. Huh? Or just somebody makes a philosophical statement which is a little bit challenging for our comfort, for our sleeping on the lap of illusion. So that's material thinking, right? We don't think, hey, saving grace, something which is going to shake me up from my complacency, my big enemy. Which is in between me and Krishna. Between me and me throwing me in the arms of Krishna, who has been waiting since time immemorial for me to accept his embrace. This is our philosophy. Sarva dharman paricchaya. So, material thinking is a big default in a human being who is conditioned since time immemorial. How long? We cannot trace back. We cannot trace back, so Krishna says, since time immemorial. Srila Prabhupada explains like this. We have been trying to understand maybe for many lifetimes. So, and we could stop doing that this lifetime. It would be possible. And do the next thing. Vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. To allow the Krishna factor in our life. So Vasudeva is to know Vasudeva as the all in all. Yeah? So no considerations for our own sense gratification, but then Krishna, Vasudev, he is the all in all. Samahatma Sudurlabha. It said such a soul is very, very rare, and such a great soul. Who is not Kripana but Udaradi, not miser, not always thinking of fruitive terms. That's the definition of a miser, yes? According to Srila Prabhupada, always calculating. Is this good for my sense gratification? We don't say it. Is it good for me? But we mean, is it good for my instant gratification, my instant happiness? This short sight thinking. So, it's a very rare thing that we can think broadly. A broad-minded person, he thinks for the welfare of all living beings. So he at least participates in the plan of Krishna for everybody's happiness. So one step before that would be like you're living in a community and you do some very nice contribution to make the life in the community very happy, right? So that is a just one step before, or even not different from pleasing Krishna. But it's our training. It's in the association with devotees that we are confronted with our shortcomings. When we are locked up in the tower, we don't notice our anarthas, but here we are put to the test whether we want to surrender or not, if we can cooperate. Why did Srila Prabhupada say this? Huh? You can show your love to me by how much you want to cooperate in this movement, more specifically. Oh, it's already hard enough that I have my service, my responsibilities. So apart from that, I will hide out in my bunker. Guyam Akyati Pichati. So Janmashtami Prabhu, he made this point, right? Just by this one activity, yeah, of sharing in confidence, sharing, we can become Madhyamadhikars. And that's our duty. Not to stay there in the dangerous, very dangerous Kanishta zone from which you're just on the shore, you can slip in the water in no time. It's very slippery. There are so many mussels and algae. What is that? Algae. Yeah, the those who grow in the sea, and the Japanese eat them, those plants. So you can slip into the water very easily in the Kanishta zone, in the beginning stage of devotional service. So we should not become angry when somebody steps on our toes, because it makes things worse. It keeps us from advancing in spiritual life. Anahankara evacha, one of the 18 items mentioned by Sri Krishna of real knowledge. So that's what we're talking about when we read Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna, Arjuna is asking for the benefit of all the souls, how can we remember you, Krishna? In what form? How can I constantly think of you? So not only how can I think of you, but how can I constantly think of you? Ahoy tukiya pratiyata yayatma supersidati. That's the goal of life, not to think of Krishna in my free time or when I'm really fried and I need him, but also when any moment. Proactive thinking of Krishna. As soon as you get up, Krishna. Just like the Prabhu yesterday mentioned. He was in Jaipur. Yadubara Prabhu. Jaipur, very holy city. The shelter of all the deities of Vrindavan. No? When the Muslims were threatening to destroy them. So they were in danger. They were brought to Jaipur and the king protected them. And then people, 4:30 in the morning, hundreds of people running to make it in time for Mangalarti, 4:30. It's not ISKCON temple. So he was telling this. He had witnessed this. He had been there. And that was 40 years ago, and it's still going on, imagine, to this day. So this eagerness, he mentioned, such an eagerness, such an enthusiasm. So here, the listener of the Bhagavad Gita, who is that? Arjuna. That's all of us also. We are also listening if we are not asleep. I mean, not only physically asleep, because there is so many types of listening. We should be aware of this. There is selective listening. Okay, when the speaker makes some jokes, so those I remember. Generally, we should try to catch the whole message of the Bhagavad Gita when we read it, and also when speakers speak, because sometimes they keep it very general, so but then they make a few points. Like on the appearance day of Vamana Dev, I fished a few wonderful lessons. When Yadunanda Swami was explaining. So at this point of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is getting so enthusiastic. He's so enthusiastic. So, and he starts, now he's going to ask him to describe, give him more details about the opulences. So this is the all-pervasive aspect of Krishna. And he's asking it not so much for himself, but for the benefit of others, Srila Prabhupada explains. So how can we see Krishna? Yes? So how can we understand Krishna? And then this whole list comes. So among the Maruts, Krishna is... Yes. This is a prelude. This is a... And among the stars, he is the... Very good. And among the Maruts, Krishna is... Marichi. And among the demigods, he is... Yes, very, very good. Indra, huh? Yes. So, this little Bhagavad Gita quiz is interesting. It makes us eager. We want to know all the answers. You want to know everything about Krishna. So, that's the state of enthusiasm, which is very conducive for Krishna consciousness. So here, Arjuna is showing... another place, Sanjaya is expressing his enthusiasm. That he's thrilled at every step. And so all these great... Parikshit Maharaj also, although he must have been hungry, one would say, right? Or he must have been in anxiety about the time, because what was going to happen? He was going to die. But also in Bhagavatam, he's expressing his enthusiasm. After 2 days... of fasting and no sleeping and no drinking, he's saying, hey Krishna, hey Shukadev, hey, my spiritual master. So he wanted to make sure he wouldn't stop speaking or do any shortcuts, so he asked questions to keep him going, like that. So that's going on here. So and Srila Prabhupada explains that, so here, this from now on, this aspect of Krishna is going to be described, the all-pervasiveness. In the previous verse, two verses back, the famous Bhagavatam shloka was quoted, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyati, that there are three aspects. We are, of course, most interested in the Bhagavan feature, the person Krishna, but it's also helpful for hardcore materialists. It is to know all this, how we can see Krishna in nature, how we can meditate on Krishna. This is the question. Krishna, Krishna. How I can always be reminded of Krishna, I remind myself of Krishna. When you see the sun, the moon, when you drink, yes, when you smell something, it's all coming from Krishna. He's that smell, yes. When you see somebody very powerful, somebody very opulent or beautiful. So it all springs from Krishna. That's all explained in this chapter. So when you hear somebody speak about Prahlad Maharaj, then that's Krishna. He's represented by Prahlad Maharaj. Yes, so these are some tips and tricks for Krishna consciousness. We need that. Thank you for listening. Are there any questions, comments? Yes? Wow, thank you for that question you're asking. So how we can make sure that the knowledge doesn't stay jnana but becomes vijnana, and that we start to, as we heard in the topic of classes, emanate these Vaishnava qualities, and our heart melting, soft heart, and we can have this wonderful Vaishnava relationship would be a consequence. That's what I'm adding. And that's so going to be so helpful if you at least have friends, so you will have feel inclined to talk about Krishna consciousness. Yes, because you feel some trust. And that's a basic prerequisite for the katha to flow. Yeah? It has to be done among devotees. We've heard in the scriptures, among devotees this works. So among people who are each other's well-wishers. So yes, thank you for that question. So we should practice Krishna consciousness very carefully. Kint vada rat anudinam, and every day, kalu saiva justam svadvi. Svadvi, the taste is going to come. Kamad bhavati tad gadamula hantam, and the disease is going to be uprooted. We must understand why it's not there. It's not there because of ignorance and all the related qualities. Envy, terrible quality, of course. A big cross through our account, as we say in Dutch. So that's a big obstacle. So we must fight it off. And how? Yato, yato, nishchalati, manas chanchalamastiram. Tato, tatas, niyamyaitat, like that. Yato, yato, wherever. We've skipped the line today. Yato, yato, yamitato. We skipped those lines. What does it mean? Yato, yato? There and there. So, wherever, yato, yato, nishtalata. So, wherever the mind wanders, and it wanders quite a bit, but it doesn't matter. Wherever, whenever it happens, and wherever it goes, whether it's service-related or something else, still bring it back, because now you're doing something else. You're remembering Krishna. Yes? I mean, hopefully. We should be very careful. Kintva adarat anudinam adarat. Very carefully chanting. So the Rupa Goswami says like that. That Syat Krishna name, Syat Krishna name charitali sitapya vidya. Pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu. So, although the tongue of one disease with the ignorance, with the jaundice of ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, so it means steel framed heart, yes, not soft heart, not sweetness, it is very wonderful that just by every day, carefully chanting these sweet holy names and remembering the qualities also and hearing the saintly scriptures, yes, what's going to happen? The disease is gradually getting cured at the root, yes, and a taste and a natural relish within the tongue of such a diseased man appears. So practice makes perfect, so that's definitely very much applicable for spiritual life too. Yes. How can you make that step? Well, like somebody here, was it here? Or anyway, he said, there are some of these questions, how can we? You just have to do it. Do you remember that answer? It was said in this? Yes, okay. We don't remember who the speaker was, but only bona fide speakers sit here. So that means just do it. Like sometimes, this is another trick of the mind, you know, or an excuse of the mind, sometimes. So yes, go for it. And you can share your challenges you have in doing this with some good friend. It's very important on a regular basis to talk with friends. I think everybody who is practicing spiritual life for some time can confirm this. And Yananda Swami, in his analysis of people falling down, which can be applied also to all of us, he mentioned explicitly, we can also draw lessons. Not only sannyasis can fall down, right? So he was mentioning that this is a big lacking. Lack of friendship is a very dangerous thing. So we must work on our community. So that's basically friendship, right? If we can have good understandings among each other, So how much spiritual life will be more easily? And how much impossible it will be if we cannot even speak out our heart to each other out of fear to be betrayed? So it should not be delayed. Action now, right? Work now. And samadhi will come sooner than you can even think. So we must chant together holy name. We must respect each other. We must not be envious when somebody else gets to sing. This is a very big enemy of the spiritual warrior. The false ego is the worst enemy. Isn't it? Okay, thank you very much for listening. So please chant with this mood. Chant for pleasure of Krishna and the really sweet Vaishnava dealings. Lord Chaitanya did that like that. That's Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should leave that. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gantara Chimad Bhagavad Gita Ki. Shila Prabhupada Ki. Gaur Pemanandi.